Singer Stella Pardin rips a whole politicians getting vaccinated while people are starving and dying. By Ben Q on December 21, 2020. Stella Pardin, the sister of country music icon Dolly Pardin, has slammed politicians over the rollout of the vaccine for the coronavirus, pointing out that many Americans have waited for financial stimulus, some starving and dying, while the same politicians receiving the vaccine didn't help fund it in the same way that her sister, Dolly, did. In a tweet over the weekend, Stella Pardin also brought up her older sister's recent donation to help fund research for Moderna's coronavirus vaccine, arguing that wealthy politicians should have also contributed. If a little hillbilly singer like my big sister Dolly can invest in the vaccine, then why the hell can't some of you old moldy politicians pitch in a few million yourselves? She wrote. I noticed you started getting vaccinated right away while people are starving and dying, you a-holes. Stella Pardin continued. I haven't heard of one televangelist donating one damn cent to the research fund, but they sure can fleece the flock and try to cast out demons when they are possessed themselves. If Paula White and Kenneth Copeland didn't convince you, then what about Benny Hinn? BTW, he and Paula were caught holding hands coming out of a hotel in Rome or Paris, not sure which, but come on people, really. Oh, let's not forget Jerry Falwell Jr. and his lovely spouse. Pardin's criticism came after some of America's most powerful politicians, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, R.K. White, House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Vice President Mike Pence, all received the vaccine within days of its approval by the FDA. However, some of those already vaccinated argue they did it to help ease people's fears and gain public trust around the vaccine. Stella Pardin's comments also came as leaders in Congress continued to argue over the terms of a coronavirus relief package aimed at alleviating some of the pressure on Americans who have lost their jobs or fallen into financial difficulty as a result of the pandemic. According to data collected by Bloomberg, over 1.8 million people have already received the vaccine worldwide since its rollout last week, with 350,000 of those shots taking place in the United States. Congress has apparently agreed on a COVID-19 relief deal that would see nearly $900 billion of federal government spending, with $300 billion to small businesses and $600 in direct payments to struggling Americans. Follow Ben Q on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at q@breitbart.com.